Okay, Thursday night, Sif Zion, Simakuf Yudal, Mishnah Brua. The Homokum Shanu Omim Chozel Lebrocha Shato Abba. Let's say he said Mashva Ruach by mistake in Yimol Sachama, or he said the same Bracha in the winter. So there's a big principle here. Hanimili Shato B'Shogeg, it's really Abu B'Mezid. I don't know what B'Mezid means. Let's say he felt they needed rain. Dinners you're not supposed to say the same Talmud Matar. And he said, I'm saying it anyway. Abu B'Mezid U'Miskavin Chozer L'Rosh. We treat a mezid differently. We treat a mezid, it's more chomer. It's more chomer, and he has to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. So what would be the case? Wait a second. If he skipped out of the other deliberately, I guess. Yeah, that would be a case if he skipped the Aleph Yoma deliberately and he's now holding in Sim Shalom. But to the din, when it's deliberate, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe it's a knas. Maybe it's just a more. I don't know. I guess that's the only way to characterize it as a knas. It's not like more of a hefsik.
What happens if you say Aleph Yoma when he's not Rosh Chodesh?
That's called we learned about that. That's called like you talked in Milut Shemoneh Esrei. Because you said Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazem. Where are you holding now? So if it's Bishogeg, you go back to the to Ritzei. If it was not Shah Kedei Ligmor as Kula, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You only have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. But now we're learning that if it's Bemez, you have to go back to the beginning. It's hard to imagine Mezid. What's the guy thinking?
Wouldn't apply during Marav, right? Only during the Shachar Sizel.
Why?
Because it's not Ma'akib by Marav anyway.
If you said it, you weren't supposed to say it.
You're talking about if he skipped.
If you Mezid skipped.
Yeah, it's only when you would go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Now you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. By Marav, you don't go back to the beginning of the Bracha anyway. Because we're talking about not go back to the beginning of the Bracha before you concluded the Bracha. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about going back to the beginning of the Bracha once you've concluded the Bracha and you've gone on to the next Bracha. So Din A is you go back to the beginning of Ritzei. And if you're amazed, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei.
Somebody may have decided, somebody was davening with Shliach Tzibur and wants to be able to say the bracha of Hallel together with the Tzibur on Chatzi Hallel, may skip Yalav Yavu in order to be there on time. Looking for
Manav Shach, if he thinks that's the din, so he's again a Shogeg. If he doesn't, and it's hard to imagine okay. That he knows him. That's an interesting question, by the way, that's been asked, but I don't think I ever saw it anywhere, but for me it's possible that I gave the right answer. It's Ma'ariv. If he skips Yalav Yavu, he'll be able to answer Yeshmei Rabba. He's aware of what time it is. He's aware of how long Shemoneh Esrei is taking him. If he skips Yalav Yavu deliberately, it's Ma'ariv, he'll be able to answer Yeshmei Rabba. And if that's the question that was raised. Should he skip Yalav Yavu deliberately since it's not Ma'akev by Ma'ariv in order to answer Yehishmei Rabba? And otherwise, he'll miss Yehishmei Rabba.
That was the question. Way. Intuitively, I would say no.
You should not. Yeah. That's what I said.
You could be Yotzei Kaddish.
That's Shvach, not Yotzei. It's an Eitzah. According to Rashi Shita, you could do Shemei Akon in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. But it's only Rashi Shita.
That's how
you
pass it.
We paskin, you should stop and listen because at least you'll have done something according to Rashi. But it's really nothing.
It's really nothing.
If a person made a neder to answer Yeshmei Rabba, he was not neder with it. He's going to have to go to a different minyan and answer it. Really, it's just something we do. Like maybe like Rashi, you chap the rhyme.
Okay.
Anyway, I said it's possible. Like you said, intuitively. Of course, you're not supposed to skip Yalav Yavu l'chatchila. Chazal will misakin to say it, so you have to say it. Come what may. Okay. Abu b'mezid chozer. No Mishnah Berurah. There is a bir halacha. Talks about if there's a stira. We won't learn the beer alone. Sivches, Bimos Hachama. In the stopping in his Gemara and Agoshim and Lo, he's not sure. Ad Lamid Yom for 30 days, Becheska Shehisker Geshem. He has to assume he said it, because the mouth says what it's used to. Vitzorech Lachzer. Hagavot, now the reason the Mechaber said this case is because the other case is not Nogeya, because in the Mechaber case he's saying Morid Atal. So when you go into, when you get into Yibos HaGeshamim, you never have to repeat Shemona Esrei. You for sure at least said Morid Atal, and if you say Morid Atal, you don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So that's why the Mechaber only gave this story where you said Morid HaGeshem in the summer. Hagavot din l'didon, os, the Ashkenaz, the Ein Maskir and Tal B'Mois HaChama. So you could have the same thing the other way. If the topic lay Yomam Morid HaGeshem B'Mois HaGeshamim Kol Lamed Yom Chozer the Vada Yomar Kamosha Rogil Barei Lo Hisker Lo Tal B'Lo Geshem Lacher Lamed Yeah period semicolon Lacher Lamed Yom Ein Chozer. So the Mechaber and the Ramah are very definitive that for 30 days you assume that you said what you used to say. And your mamash have to repeat Shemona Esrei based on that assumption. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So, Kotten Lamed Hay. Mishnah Deragel Bimei HaChorif Lo Mimash Baruch Morid HaGeshem. Halkin Estapik Lo Ulai Omar Achshav Gamkin Hochi. Yibosho doesn't remember. Ulai Omar Morid HaTol Kishor B'nai Odom. That's what we just spoke out also. Therefore, the Ramah writes, according to us, so you can have the suffix the other way. For 30 days, Ad Lamed Yom, Dadzman Zeh, for 30 days, Chazoka is an assumption. Shomar Kmo Shirogel Arato, that he continued saying it the way he's used to. Alum Mikam Elech Kvar Hugel Lashon Aloma Kahalocha. Lamed Yom, what does it mean 30 days? Mishnah Berurah says, Vavogab de Besif Tes, Kosav, when he says that you're allowed to do it at one time, let's say on Simchas Torah, on the Seref, Chayim Esmata, Rav Lo Shia, Mashim Ruch, there's really no reason to sing that song in Eretz Yisrael, right? Because we say Morid Atal, so. But in America we used to sing it. There's people that sat by sukkah. We had a communal sukkah on the Lower East Side. So I meet people today that remember my family singing that song on Shmini Atzeres. We sat in the sukkah there in Shmini Atzeres. Anyway, when the Mechaber suggests doing something of the sort, he talks about saying it 90 times. Now 90 times is not 30 days. 90 times is not 30 days of Shmona Esrei, because you have Shabbos with Musaf, you have Rosh Chodesh with Musaf. So which is it? So here it says 30 days. Vavo gab de besif tes cause of the David tzaddik pa'omim. Yeah. Ubalamid yom yeshreisu mizeh. They tefilas ham musafin. For tirtza habim yachronim. That's all he means here by 30 days also. It means the amount of tefillos that there would be in 30 days, meaning 90 tefillos, 90 times.
There's also a tzad to think that time was also a factor.
Well, that's the shailen sif tes. We're assuming that you can say it all bunched up at once. You mean like if it's 90 or 101?
No, well, I mean 90 versus 30 days. If someone repeats something every single day for 30 days, he might remember better than if he repeats it 90 times in one day.
The Mechaber already doesn't paskin like that. The Mechaber who says it helps to sit there one day and say it 90 times does not hold of the story you just said. It's not a question of memory. It's a question of shigra delishon.
Okay.
Al-Kaponim, what's the difference? The Mechaber does paskin that it helps. To sit and say it 90 times helps. To establish a new regilus lashon. But you only need 90 times.
The story has to be 101 times?
No, that's what we're saying. It only means 90 times. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. Lav dav, how?
If it would be 30 days,
it would be 30 days. I think the cheshbon would be 101. You have like, how many Shabbosim do you have?
It's different if you're doing for Pesach and Shabbos.
No,
because Pesach, you have Muslim 8 days ahead of you, 7 days ahead of you. And the first day of Pesach,
and you have a lot of Muslims.
You have a lot of Muslims ahead of you. You don't have it by Sukkot.
Okay. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Medyom here is Lav Dafka. It's communion tefillos hatmidos sheyesh melamed yom, 3 times a day. So therefore you don't need 30 days. So that means in this halacha that says for 30 days, it's really a tremendous chiddush what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Because that means the halacha as stated here is lav dafka. When it says for 30 days, you should assume that you said it the way you're used to saying it. It doesn't mean 30 days. It means 27 days or whatever the cheshbon comes out to be. Then came the Devarim Lobin and Lamed Yom Shleimim to establish a new regilus in saying it. Ella, once 90 tefillos went by, we say he's used to saying it a certain way. Yeah. Linyan Shayla's the other way around. 90 days, 30 days doesn't have 90 times. The Ein Lamed Yom Tzadik Tefillos, because you have Shabbos and Yontav, you don't say it. So 30 days doesn't give you 90 times. Yitzmach mizeh chumra, that you need more than 30 days to establish a new kvias. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying in his pshat that the kaveya is 90 days. It's not that ninety times. Not that complicated. It's 90 times. So in this halacha that we're talking about, for how many days you should assume you said what you're used to saying, and you have not established a new way of saying things. So you just have to calibrate the amount of days to equal 90 times. Oh, that's the first pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. The second pshat in the Mishnah Berurah is Umedivrei Hagra, V'olkam Achron and Mashma, that it's 30 days, Bein Lahokil Bein Lahachmir. That at least an hour sif, when we're talking about the Hergel Lashono, not the sitting down to say it. I don't know if according to the Gra, Siftes is Lav Dafka, and you have to sit and say it more than 90 times. You have to sit and say it, let's say, 101 times. I don't know. We'll see when we get there. But right now, in our Sif, according to the Gra, the Ikar is 30 days. Bein Lahokal, Bein Lahachmir. V'nira de Lamaisi Yesh Lahokal B'Shneyem, the Safik Rachas Lahokal. In other words, we're dealing with saying over Shmona Esrei, right? So you should always go Lahokel. Because of the Taz, let's say the person didn't daven one day of these 30 days. Im Shoga go Poshe Beisi Yomu Yomai Melo Lama Jerem Velo His Paro Klau. He says, you don't add a day. Lo Ruhu Rachas Kosoy Adi Dei Zer. The Ein Tzorech Lahashlem Kenegin Zer Yomachim. Not clear to me why not, but that's what the Taz says. Because of say the Mogi Giborim, the Koshkin and Shoal B'Shamei Tfila. If he did the right thing and he said the same Talumotar and Shamei Tfila, so that helps because the Maisa he said it.
But he made a mistake. So maybe that when you make a mistake and say it the wrong way, does that throw everything off?
It's a Koshkin of the Taz. If the Taz says if you didn't even daven one day at all, you still count it as one of the 30 days.
Yeah.
So you're saying Koshken if you said the same Talamotar in Shema Tfilah.
I'm saying that if you missed the Tfilah, so you didn't mess up your Shigra. But if you say it the wrong way, so then maybe you messed up the Shigra and then you have to start over again.
Start over again for sure.
You can't.
Maybe you have to make up. Nobody says start over again. Even though the Chodek of the Taz holds, you just have to make up that one day that you missed. Nobody says it's a cumulative.
Continuous times without a break.
Nobody says that. I haven't seen such a sheet. Okay, Becheska Shehisker Vimboruloi. But if he. Vimboruloi. Shehoya Bedaite Liskar Main Hamaora. This happens always, what the Mishnah Berurah is about to describe. In fact, we don't even believe the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, if you planned on saying Yalav Yavo, You know you planned on saying it. And then, not right after you finish Shmona Esrei, but like a few minutes later, you said, you should assume you said it. But the Misorer has suffered miyad achar hatfila yesh lachzor. No. I'm not so quick to paskin. He should say Olish Manasri.
What?
If he
right away.
Yeah, because I don't know. People have this thing like, did I say Olish? Like they don't.
Say
Davin. Davin, they remember. Did I say Yalav Yavol? But you don't remember saying it. It just happened to me today. I'll describe to you exactly what happened to me today by Mincha. And I have a Mincha. I should be ashamed to say the story? No. I'm sure this happened. Not what you just described. I have a Mincha. I'm listening to Chodar HaShatz. Then as the HaShatz is saying Yalav Yavol, I go, and I had to make a conscious effort, and then Baruch Hashem, I remembered saying, like, B'yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. I remembered, you know why? Because we don't remember saying it. We don't remember saying it. That's why the Mishnah Berurah is making a good point. Like, if you just got the suffix later, and you always planned on saying it, you were going to say it, you probably said it. Later, you don't remember saying it. I don't remember saying any Baruch of Shmona Esrei. Like, I don't know. If someone would tell me, did I say to Kabba Shofar Godel Lechev Hussein? So I would say, I'm sure I did, because I didn't skip a Brachan Shmon Esrei. But I don't know if I could remember saying to Kabba Shofar, like, I don't know, you need something to latch on to. Do I remember saying the words to Kabba? Say if you had like a special Kavana that day. So that's why here, Baruch Hashem, I remembered saying, like, B'yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh. I remembered saying it. But otherwise, so I would have had it. My problem with the Mishnah Berurah then is the other way. When he insists that if you got the suffix right away, when you finish Shmona Esrei, you should say it over again. I don't know. It's people don't like that. Can I say it over again? And then the other way is also schwer. I'm not schwer. One could take issue with the assumption that if you planned on saying it, you probably did. Right? When you didn't.
When I started Shmona Esrei, I planned on saying it, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get to the Yom Yavo, I said it.
Right, but the Mishnah Berurah says you can assume you probably did. And therefore, if the suffix was only in this Orer a while afterwards, you should assume you said it. I don't know. I think it's true that even if you said it, a suffix could be this Orer later on. That part, I hear the Mishnah Berurah. But the part but the first half of that equation, which says that I should assume that if I planned on saying it, I probably said it. Maybe, you know, they used to daven from the siddur with kavana, you planned on saying something. If you feel it's a chodesh in the air, bir alacha, ad lamed yom. I am a Mishnah Berurah, the Yishdeil ben Apolskim, im lamed yom mamish, or kinyan lamed yom, which is 90 tefillos. According to the Apolskim, that holds it's totally in 30 days mamish, bein lahokol bein lahachmir. But you count day one, even though on day one you started by Musaf or Mincha. Okay, but now what about by the same Talmud? You're doing 30 days. So do you count the first 2 days of Pesach in your 30 days? Well, you didn't say the same Talmud, you started off not saying it. So So if you chaylik with the Taz, so certainly this is no. If you chaylik with the Taz, it says if you skip the day of davening, you still count it. If you chaylik with that Taz, so here there's no problem. Obviously, you didn't say it. But according to the Taz, maybe you don't say it when you miss the first 2 days. The Taz is talking about in the middle. You know, you didn't mess up if you skip the day in the middle of the Taz holds. But if you never started, those of you who learned Tavarim and the Dorim, as the Gemara says, Chisuri Mechsuron. You only say the Emsa HaDibur. You don't say Chisuri Mechsuron at the beginning of the Dibur. You don't say Chisuri Mechsuron. M, fifth test. In the Omrishon Shel Pesach, according to the Mechaber, this is all that's no Geya. The other way is not Negeya. But this is no Geya. The first day of Pesach, he sat down and he said, Atogi Bor, and he said Hashem's name, I guess. Mishnah Berurah suggests that you should start from Achayim Eisim, not the Rav Loshia, which the song does, so that you don't run into either, so you don't say Hashem's name. And because if you say Hashem, you ruin the Shigra Delishma. If you say Hashem. So better start from Chayim Eitzim Atar Rav Loshia Ad Morid Atal. And say Morid Atal. Say it 90 times. Connect it to 30 days, 3 times a day. And then if you're not sure, you can assume you did not say Geshem. But in the Mechaber's world, the problem is when you go from winter to summer, did you say Geshem? So if for 90 times he said, Chayim Mishma Atar Rav Loshia, Morid Atol, Chayim Mishma Atar Rav Loshia, Morid Atol, Chayim Mishma Atar Rav Loshia, Morid Atol, you say that 90 times, you've established the Kriyas. That's the Mechaber. And then you could assume you didn't. Ago, you could do the same way, L'Digon, and Shemini Atzeres, say, Chayim Mishma Atar Rav Loshia, Morid Atol, Morid Atol, say it 90 times, and now if you're not sure, you can assume you said it. That's Sif test. Mishnah Berurah. Bach Boroloi, then Boroloi show you without the list of men on Maora? No. Birchus HaTogibor. Shulchan Shlomo says stuff from Chaim Yishmat Rav Loshia. Ad Morir Atol. The Ad Bechlau. Chaim Ulu Bnei Sfar, Chnod Dun Lahas Bintal Bimbo Yisachamo. Uli Didon, Ad Bechal Kol Chayim, Ad Bechlau. And those that's all. What did the Yinshela say it 90 times? But you have to say the whole Birchas Hashanah. Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Azos. Yes, Tomi Neitz Vosol Tei Vav. The same Talam Atol Brachah Pnei Hu Adama. Say that 90 times. Eight tzaddik pa'amim, which was chacham soifer, chelko achayim, 101 times. That's probably 30 days. Okay. Areu b'cheskos that he didn't say it. Dimhul l'shono shom b'fuzaren, kabuchem b'ritzufim. In other words, it's like in Bava Kama, you have a Magdiyama in the Mishnah, that Kira Rechek Negichosov becomes a Muad, Kira Negichosov like Koshkein. If you do things bunched together, it's more of a Hergol. The Mora considers it more of a reason to make the Shor Shara Muad when it was Negeach 3 times in 1 day, and it was Negeach 3 times in 3 days. So that's the Svara here, that this helps too. Rehu, the Mughal Bulashono, yeah, Ad Bachal Kulchayim. Yesh Chokin or Ramah Bazer. Some argue with the Ramah. I guess it means they argue that there's something to be gained by skipping something. Mechayim Eitzumat Rav Loshia, Mechal Kulchayim Bechesed. Mechayim Eitzumat Rav Loshia. Skipping something does not create a Hergaloshim. But I guess that's strange because Enochanami, skipping something doesn't create a hergaloshim. But Yeher Galasha Mekayim, Mechayim Mitzumatra Moshiach, Mechal Galchayim Mechesed. So, it's not the skipping became a hergal, it's the words became a hergal. But what words? Chayim Mitzumatra Moshiach, Mechal Galchayim Mechesed. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll move along to Shmoneh Esrei, coming days.